Ha yesay. Listen, I have an essay to paskin in Torah for the Yosin, but I also have an essay to paskin in Torah for Rav Chanin's a relative. Now, for ha yesay, the cover Torah is, and he thought it's Rav Chanin's relative that must be also be Tam Chacham, or even giving respect to his relative is like giving respect to Rav Chanin, so cover that Torah is Rodif. So Solka Ladina the Yasmi, he pushed aside the din Torah with the Yosin, with the orphan, the Yachl Ladina, and he brought up this person, the Paschal Nishayla. The Kivon the Chozo by Dina, Yikoro, the Kovid Lay, Isatim Tanisa. What happened here? Rav Nachum was a Dayan now. Now this person, true, had a din Torah, but he had it against somebody else. Now when this other person saw the Kovid that Rav Nachum was giving him, the other person got shook up, and he kept quiet, he couldn't tie in the good. That's also not right to do. But the dying can't show favoritism to one person more than the other. Because here the dying showed because of this person, he's giving him respect. So the other person, the Baal Din, with this person, felt bad, kept quiet, istim like Tanisa. He couldn't open his mouth. So Gemara says, Rav Onan, and this was a chsaron in Rav Onan, Rav Onan shouldn't have done this. So Gemara says, because of this, is Rav Onan heavy rogel Elio the Yossi Gabe. Up until now, Elio Anova used to learn with Rav Onan. To have a master lay Sidra de Elio. Used to learn with him Elio. It's called Seder de Elio. Elio Rabba used to learn with him. Kivun de Yobet Hochi. Now that Onan did something like this, that caused the Din Torah not to be the right way, that because of this, the other person was Istum Tanisi. He had to close his mouth. He didn't have what to say. Is it Stalik? Eliyahu Hanavi went away from Rav Onan. Stop coming down to Rav Onan. Is Yosef Betanisa? And on Rav Onan felt terrible. So he started to fast. Oh boy, Rachman, he dived into Hashem. The Yosef, and then finally Eliyahu Hanavi came back to him. Ki Yosef, but when Eliyahu came back to him now, having Mavislei, Busei, he was not much afraid of him. In other words, Vaisa Sester, he did this chet like, he went down to Madrega, now that he wasn't able to be with Eliyahu Hanavi anymore. So what happened was, V'ovit Tivusa, he had to make him a special box, like Rav says, a sealed, closed box. He should sit, Rabbanu should sit in there, and not to be afraid of Eliyahu Hanavi. V'yosef Kamen, he sat in front of him, Adiyapagle Sidra, until he finished learning this Seder. And the Gemara says, V'hainu Diyam, that's what we have, Sidra the Eliyahu Rabba, and Seder Eliyahu Zuta. These are the two things that first Elio used to learn with Rav Onan normally. That was the state of Elio Rabba. And then after this chet that he had to learn with him in a box, that was called Elio Azuta. Rashi said Elio Rabba, Shalomad Chutzla Teva. Said Elio Zuta, Shalomad Matecha Teva. He learned inside this box. Mor says, B'shnei de Rav Yosef, in Yosef's times, have a Rizcha. There was, Rashi says, Rizcha, Hashem was like was angry at Klal Yisrael, and he made a famine came. There was a rov. So Shnei the Rabbi Yosef heavy riska. Amri le Rabbanu le Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbanu said to Rabbi Yosef, "The boy my rachmi. We want to ask you, please, daven to Hashem." Amalu he said, "Hashto Oma Elisha, Madach by Elisha." If you have a Rabbanu, Mr. Mekamed, Rabbanu went away from him. Heavy Paishi Trey Alfin, Ulmos and Rabbanin, he still had 2,200 Rabbanu left by him. There is, you can imagine how many Tamidim he had, Elisha. And even when the Rabbanu did leave him, Trashi Kimiftri Tamidim Imenu, Lam Rebesa Medrish, Heavy Paishi Gabayu, Oichli Shekhonoi. Because when the Tamidim came to learn by him left, how many people stayed to eat by him? 2,200. Still, the Yidnin Rischa. When he had a boy Rachman, when Hashem got angry and brought a famine, he did not daven to Hashem. I know me myself, a boy Rachman, should me myself daven to Hashem, like I'm not choshev enough. The verse says, "Now remind the paishi hochi." How do we know this is the amount of tamidim left over by Elisha? The chizid the pasuk says, "V'yomim meshoshroi meiten zel lefnei meyish mal lefnei mey." It wasn't in front of 100 people. Ilay madukulei lefnei meyish, all in front of 100 people. Bishnei Bitsuras too, there were a lot of people there. And let me to say, the whole Chad V'Chad, Kamim Meish. Everybody was in front of 100 people. And he had a mystery Rabbonim, Rav, have a Faishi Alfim, Mosain Rabbonim, there were 2,200 left over. The Rav, yeah, right, that's for him. Now, Mivei Ravuna from Ravuna's house, have a paisha timna meya. There were 800 left over rabbonin. Rav Huna have a dorish vetleisa amaroi. Rav Huna used a dash in 13 amaroyim. He have a kaima rabbonin mesifta. The bonin used to get off on the mesifta. Yeah. All right. We'll stop here. This level do it. Let's come on again. You're holding Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Again, this morning we had a little bit was B'shnei the Rav Yosef in the years of Rav Yosef had the Rischa. The Rashi says Hashem was angry and there was a famine. There wasn't enough food. Amr le Rabbanon Rav Yosef. The Rabbanon said to Rav Yosef, Leboi ma rachmei. You should start davening for us. Daven to Hashem for us. Is Omelu. So Rav Yosef answered back. Hashto ma Elisha. Madach by Elisha. Tchihevi Rabbanon miftri mekamei. After he gave shear, when Rabbanim left him, heavy paisho trei alfin umasayin Rabbanim. There was still left over by his house that ate was 2,200 Rabbanim. That's something like people ate by his house. The Talmidim still stayed by him. Now, if Yidin Rizk, it happened then also that Hashem was angry and there was a famine. Is like heavy boy Rachme, he didn't dive to Hashem. Is Anoyi boy Rachme, should I dive to Hashem? Mashal explains like, if there's no food at all, there's no geshem at all, then we had gemaras and tainus that you're supposed to daven to Hashem. The mashma over here, there was food. Just was a little bit scarce, it was hard for them. So he said it was just hard for them, for that he didn't want to daven to Hashem. He brought a rifle from an Elisha, that even though he had so many tamidim by him, and his stomach was harsh, hard for him, still he didn't daven to Hashem. So Mor says, now, Mimai de Paishiachi, how do you know there's so many tamidim were left over by Elisha that ate by him? Still the Pasuk says, what should I do? He had 21 loaves of bread, and he said, what should I do to put it in front of 100 people? So, Mor says, my lefnei meyish. What does it mean that they ask the question, who should I put this in front of, what should I do with this in front of 100 people? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the kula lefnei meyish, that all these 21 breads, he should put in front of 100 people. Fred Gemara, b'shnei b'tzuras, too heavy. It was a hungry year then. So Chura, to give, that's a lot of bread. What was so scarce about the bread then? Elo Lechura, what it means to say is like this, that the chol chad v'chad kamim meish, each loaf of bread goes in front of 100 people. So therefore, if he had 21 loaves, that's like 2,000. That's the rye, he had so many tamidim left over. Ki avi miftaru rabbonim mivei rav. When rabbonim used to leave rav after by place he made, he gave shir, is avi paishi alfo mosayim rabbonim. There was still left over 1,200 rabbonin. That's also how many tamidim mustamah that he took care of. Midei Rav Huna, when Rav Huna used to get finished saying shir, heavy paishi timne mei rabbonin. He only had 800 rabbonin that still stayed by him. Mar says now, Rav Huna heavy dorish betlei samaroi. When Rav Huna used to give a shir, there were so many people there that he needed 13 interpreters. That's how many interpreters he had. Tresim Rashi hashoimim mipiv. That mamash had 13 people to tell over to the rabbim. When Rav Huna used to get finished saying shir, and the rabbonim would get up, then afsi glamayu, and they would like shake their jackets or their pants. They were sitting there for a long time. After shir, they'd all start to get up. As they'd be solik afok, like the dust from the room went up. Mamash, so much dust went up. It like made the day dark. Russia's ma'afalei sachama v'yanika b'eretz Yisrael. It like mamish covered up the sun a little bit. It got dark at that time. And even though they were nadoi, it was nika in Eretz Yisrael. V'yamri b'marov, and the people in Eretz Yisrael were able to say komolim mesifta Rav Huna b'avloi, that they used to know in Eretz Yisrael when the shir ended by Rav Huna and his yeshiva, which is in Bavel. Even though they're very far away, but since there was so many tamidim there, then when they got up after shir, it made such a dust, the dust went up, it was nicker even in Eretz Yisrael. Ki niftri rabbonim mebe rabba, Rav Yosef. When the rabbonim left the shir of Rabba and Rav Yosef, have the paisha arba mei rabbonim. He only had 400 rabbonim left over. The koril and afsharim, they called to themselves, yasmei, like we're on with Yisraimim, they don't have that many left over. by Abaye's Beis HaMedrash. He used to get finished saying Shir when the Rabbanan left him for Yamrilon. Some say the case was Mibay Rav Papa. For Yamrilon, some say Mibay Rav Ashi from Rav Ashi. Is Heavy Paishi Mosin Rabbanan. There was left over 200 Rabbanan. The Koran of Sharon, they said upon themselves, Yasmid, like orphans of the orphans. And that's how many are only left over. And before, there were so many Talmidim left over. Now there are only a few left over. Omer Rav Yitzchok Bar Radifa. Omer Rav Ami. Mevakrin Mumin Shav Yishlayim. The people that used to work for the Beis Hamikdash, they used to check out the Karbonis to make sure there was no mum. They used to check out the animals to see if it's a mum or not. Hayonotlin Schor Mitrumat Aleshcha. They used to get paid from the Trumat Aleshcha. The leftover money from the Trumah used to collect the money on Rosh and Nisan, the middle of Adar. They started to take the Machzor Shekel for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They used to use the new money for the Karbonis and used to make Trumah. They took the Trumah out of the Lishcha. So the Trumah to Lishcha, they paid these people that worked. It's also called the working for Tzorchei Karbonis. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Talmud Chochom Hamalamdin Hilcha Shchita LeKahanim. The Talmud Chochom used to teach the Kahanim how to do Shchita. Is also he would also get his pay from this Truma Taleshcha, the money from the Machla Shekel. It was also called Sarche Kavoya, Sarche Kabonis. Omer Rav Gidlo Omer Rav, Talmud Chochim Hamalamdim Hilchas Kemitza L'Kahanim. A Talmud Chochim that would go and teach the Kahanim how to make a Mincha, how to make Kemitza, how to take the three fingers full of the Kemach, is Neutlin Tzchor Mitruma Taleshcha. They also would get pay from the Trumat Aleshcha. It was also an Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was like a Tzorach Kabonis, they would get paid. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Magiei Svorim Shev Yishlayim, the Seferim that used to go around to fix up a Sefer Torah. That means you had a Sefer Torah that was puzzled, and they used to go around to fix it up. And Rashi said, Shal kolodim v'yodim, even a private Sefer Torah, she'osa la'ashoyi Sefer Shein Amuga. You're not allowed to keep a Sefer Torah in your house that has a mistake in it. Mishum atishkom v'yolech avla, you can't leave a bad thing in your house. For Rov Bezdin shoyi mesatzlim adover, Bezdin saw the way the Sefer and people were not taking care of it, v'yefkiru truma salesh lakach. Therefore they saw fit to take money from the truma salesh to pay these people. Even though it's not really called Tzorcha Kavonis here, if I say Bezdin has a right, how to have Kiro, they were masking the money that they should be able to take it from the Trumas Aleshcha. As the verse says, Megiya Svarim Shebushlayim, Hoyunaitlin Tzorim Trumas Aleshcha. They also would get paid from the Trumas Aleshcha. Omarav Nachman Omarav, Noshim Orgois the Pareichis, the ladies that used to make the Pareichis, placed by the Beis HaMikdash, is also noitless chor mitrumas aleshcha. She would also get paid from mitrumas aleshcha. It's also called sarfe gavoya. That's what she got paid from. So this is what Rav Nachman said over. Nachman said over the name of Rav. Rav Nachman said over the name of Rav that the Noshim used to get paid from mitrumas aleshcha. But Vani Yoima, me myself, Rav Nachman himself says, me kotche betekabayas. No, they used to get paid from the money that was given over to the betekabayas. Because this is called a part of the bayis itself, the binyan itself. Hoyu l'pareches, tachas binyan asuyos. Because the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they had the pareches instead of the binyan, instead of the armor traklin. And the Beis HaMikdash Harishon, there was an armor traklin, like a whole wall there. And the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni did not have it. Instead of the armor traklin, one wall, they had a pareches. So the pareches is like part of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, whoever made the pareches got paid from the Bedek HaBayis. Meisvei had a kash on this. It says, Noshim Orgas of Pareichis. The ladies that used to work to make the weave, the Pareichis, the curtains. O Beis Garmoy, the people from Beis Garmoy, Al Mais Lechem Aponim. We had in the Gemara, they were Bekiim, they knew how to make the Lechem Aponim. They used to teach the Kahanim how to make the Lechem Aponim. Very Shabbos. O Beis Aftinus, this Mishpocha, Beis Aftinus, Al Mais Akteris. They knew how to make the Keteris very well. They used to teach the other Ketanim how to make the Keteris. So they used to want pay. It's Kulam Ayunaitlis Chor Mitrumas Aleshcha. Here it says clearly, they only got paid from Mitrumas Aleshcha. And it says here, even the ladies that made the Pareches also got paid from the Trumas Aleshcha. So for Tzakash and Rav Nachman, how could he say the ladies that made the Pareches used to get paid from the Betek Abayis?
Here it says clearly they only get paid from a truma taleshcha. So Maria says it depends for where the parenchus, where the curtain was used. Hosam de bavavi. Here it's talking about by the gates. By the shorim, by the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, used to have curtains, stam litznius. That was only litznius to make privacy there. That's not called part of the binyan. Therefore, for that, you can't take from the bedek habayis, the money that was set aside for the building of the Beis Hamikdash, but rather has to be taken from the truma taleshcha. The Yomar Rabbi Zerav, Zerav said, Omar Rav, Shaloi Sha'asa Pereches Hoya B'Migdashani. In the base of Migdash Hasheni, there were 13 different curtains they used there. 13 Pereches. Shiva, 7 of them, Kineget Shiva Shorim. There were 7 gates, 7 ways to get into the base of Migdash, and each one of them had to have a Pereches. So the kids said, these Pereches that you make for the gates, that's not really called part of the binyan, that's only Litznias B'Alma, for that you only take it from a Trumas Aleshra. But Echo, the Piskos Heichol, one was made by the Pesach, the opening of the Heichol, and the Echo, the Piskos Ulam, one was made by the opening of the Ulam, Beis B'Dvir, two of them was made in the Beis Mikdash itself. So Rashi says, Shtayim B'Dvir means Tachas Amatraklin, Traxin. Now this is Taka part of the binyan. And by the Beis Mikdash Arishon, they had a wall there. In the base of Midrash Hasheni, by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the dividing, there was only a Pereches. So this Pereches of the Shtayim B'Dvir, that's called like Kenega the Binyan. For that, Rav Nachman said, they got to pay from the Bedek Abayis. And Beis Kenegdom Baliyah. And two of them was the opposite of Aliyah, Trashel Avdil Ben Aliyah's Heichel, L'Aliyah's Kodesh HaKadoshim. The divide between the top part of the Heichel and the top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The God named B'mokam Amatraxin. They were also called part of the binyan of the bayis, connected that wall that was there by the Beis Hamikdash Harishon. So the kids saw the pareches for different purposes. So the ones that was stamlets near B'alma, that was from the Trumas Aleshcha. But the one that came for Takas Abinyan, that Taka came from the Bedek Avayis. Turn around, we'll do it like this. Noshim Hamagadlois B'nayim Lapora. The Noshim that used to have children, and used to watch them that they never came tamei. They used to watch them that they never touched the mace, in order that they should be tor to make the paraduma. In order to make the paraduma, you have to be tor. So Rashi says, "Bechatzeres habnuyas besloim." They used to have special yards that was built on top of rocks, Yerushalayim. V'tachtein chalal, underneath the rocks, it was a hollow place. V'nei kever atoyim, to make sure there's no mace underneath it, even if there was a mace. It's called a chalal tefach is mafsik. Umasinla perik hayoshin takasamiton uboyin noshim ubras. Ladies that are pregnant used to come there. The yoldeshom used to give birth there. Umagadleshom b'nei they would raise the children there. The tzorche poraduma lasuk b'sreifosa. In order to be esek in burning the poraduma. Umilu memeho to gather the water together. Ulhazes called shiva to spritz the water. Al kerin asor from the kerin they used to burn it. Kedi arminu masech the yuma. Omalazu Osalov used to make a special milo to make sure these tinoikos shlanitvam mimehem. They used to have kids that were never touched tamei, never became tamei. And the reason there is because there was a zilzal a little bit to take away from the tzadukim that's held that a tfu yoim can't bring the paraduma. So we dafka were makbet to make the koyin tamei that day and let them go to the nikva that a tfu yoim should bring the paraduma. But since we made a little bit of a kula, me the geese, we wanted to still show that the paraduma is very important. You have to do it petairum. They used to also make this chumriz that the people that are isik in it were people that were never makabotuma. So kids, they used to have a special place where they would raise these kids to make sure they're always tor to be isik with the paraduma. So where did they get fed from? So Gemara says, Abishur lama, yenoshim. The first verse says, "Noshim Magadlus B'Neiim LePorwa Yonoit LoYischar Matrumas Aleshcha." They also were able to get fed from a Trumas Aleshcha. This is like called Tzorchei Kavonis to have the Por Aduma. Therefore, they had to use the money to feed these kids. Avishur Loyma that Noshim Yikara Shibishlayim. They were very Rashi Ashiras, rich ladies of Yushlayim. Hayuzana Soyson used to feed them. Omafana Soyson Rashi Blavushuchsus. Hezonis means used to give them food. Upanasosus means used to give them clothing. So they did not have to take the money from the Trumas Aleshcha, but rather they got fed and clothed from the rich ladies of Yerushalayim. Boyimene Rafuna Merav. Rafuna asked a shalom from Rav.